This is Julie Eldridge for the North Carolina Reading Service. And this is the, I'm going to be reading the Lions newsletter from District N for the month of January of 2026. I'll be able to read the whole thing because it's a fairly short newsletter. So here we go. Dates on the horizon. January 3rd through 11th will be the week of service for 2025, but I imagine it's 2026. The topic is hunger. January 10th, district training in person only from 9 a.m. to noon at 110 West F Street in Irwin, North Carolina. And then on the 16th and 17th of January, the District N and S Midwinter Convention. That will be at the Holiday Inn in Greenville. That's at 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard. On January 27th, more district training, but this time over Zoom at 7 p.m. And the topic will be leader dogs. January 31st, the Fayetteville Massey Hill Oyster Roast at 1613 Camden Road, and that's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And finally, January 31st, the Hall of Fame deadline for submission by the district governor. There, the next page on the top is a listing of your whole team, who holds what position. I will spare you that. And this message from your district governor. It is my hope that all of you had an opportunity to celebrate this holiday season with family and friends. Along with your contributions and the 5K Run for Childhood Cancer, Brave Little Steps, in Greenville, we were able to raise $10,000 in matching funds to qualify for the $20,000 grant from LCIF, the project to install new diversion equipment for James and Connie Maynard's Children's Hospital will get underway soon. Many thanks to all the Lions and community members who purchased donor pins. A special thanks for club donations from Anger, Raleigh Host, Beaufort, Keenansville, and Zone 9, MD31N. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. And that is from your district governor, Lion Gene Getz. You can reach him at 414-640-5953 or email ggoetz00@gmail.com. From your first vice district governor. As we approach this time of year, I would like to take time to wish every one of you and your families a wonderful and blessed holiday season. As Lions, we celebrate together the meaning of serving others throughout this very special time of the year. Please enjoy your time with your families and friends. Looking forward to a very prosperous and successful 2026. And that is from Lion Eddie Chase, your first Vice District Governor for 31N. And here's from your second Vice District Governor. Wishing all a joyful holiday season from the desk of SVDG Earl House. As we celebrate this special time of year, I want to extend my warmest wishes to you and your families. May your holiday season be filled with joy, peace, and the spirit of service that defines us as Lions. Thank you for all you do, your compassion, dedication, and commitment to making a difference inspires us all. From your District 31N Global Membership Coordinator. New Year resolutions. Yes, Lions, it is that time of year again when we spend time dreaming and agonizing about how we begin the new year with great promises and how we are going to make better use of our time and to improve our lives. Do these sound familiar? 1, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. 2, I'm going to exercise regularly and get into better shape. 3, I'm going to read a book each week. After 1 month or even 1 week, we admit defeat and are back to doing what has been our practice over the past year. As membership chair, I have noted that District N is down 44 members at this time. DG Gene is asking for our help. Well, fellow Lions, I have a New Year's resolution for you that I bet most of you have not put on your list before. One, for the next 3 months, I am going to ask a friend, a neighbor, or a coworker to join your Lions Club to serve others through our efforts. Two, invite someone to join in a service project to help someone that is hungry, needs clothes, needs eyeglasses. Impress upon them that the motto of the Lions is "We Serve." If all of the district and Lions get behind this effort, we can make a difference and turn the negative number into positive. I am confident that each of you are up to the challenge. Make this New Year resolution one that you can be proud of following through with. Come March, you can proudly say, "Yes, I brought two members into my club." That's from Vince Schimmoller, District N Membership Chair. Phone number 919-935-9937. Mission possible. Let's keep the momentum moving forward. Lions International News and Events. Weeks of Service. This initiative unites Lions and Leos worldwide to address the critical issues of mental health and well-being, hunger, and the environment. By participating, you'll be part of three impactful weeks dedicated to creating positive change and making a difference in communities around the globe together. So get involved and help drive collective action for a better future. And the topic, of course, the subject matter is hunger, the week of June 3rd through 11th of 2026. Next year, next quarter, the topic will be in the environment, and that will be the week of April 18th through 26th of 2026. NCLF News and Events. COG and NCLF Meetings. On February 6th, 7th, and 8th, the Council of Governors, or COG, and North Carolina Lions Foundation, Inc., or NCLF, Board, will hold the third meeting of the 2025-26 year. These meetings are held four times a year in August, November, February, and May at Camp Dogwood. If you are new to Lions, or just want to learn more about the association, please consider attending at least a part of these meetings. Contact Tammy. Her email is tammy@nclf.org. Phone number 828-478-2135, extension 229 to register. Hall of Fame Award. The mission of the North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame is to recognize and honor the state's most outstanding Lions for their extraordinary accomplishments on the club, district, state, and or the NC Lion Foundation levels. Submit recommendations to the District Hall of Fame Chair by December 15th so it can be sent on to the District Governor by December 31st. Criteria. Nominees may be living or deceased. The nominee must have had at least 10 years of service in North Carolina if living, or deceased for at least 5 years unless death occurs in the year the candidate was being considered for a living Hall of Fame award. See the recommendation form at the end of this month's Gazette. The deadline for submission by the respective district governor is January 31st, so that the State Council of Governors may decide on the inductees at the February council meeting. District news and events. Districts 31N and S Midwinter Convention. District 31N and S Midyear Convention location. It will be the Holiday Inn in Greenville. The dates of this event are January 16th through 17th. Join us for an inspiring and engaging convention. We invite all clubs and members to contribute to our hospitality room. Your donations will help make this event a success. How you can help. Donate snacks, beverages, or other hospitality items. Volunteer your time to assist in the hospitality room. Please notify First VDG Eddie, by January 12th if you plan to donate any items or volunteer. Contact First VDG Eddie Chase at 252-939-0549 or email eddie.chase1953@gmail.com. As always, thank you for all you do to help. The hospitality room will be number 243. It'll be open Friday, January 16th from 2 to 4:30 and 9:30 to 10:30. And on Saturday, January 17th, it'll be open 2 to 4:30 p.m. and again 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Strides for Diabetes. Hi, fellow Lions. I want to reach out and let you know I'm the Strides Chair for District 31N. I would love to help you get involved in the Strides Initiative to help diabetes patients, contribute to research, and many other ways. Please contact me at 252-560-6451 or 252-523-1019. You may email me at Sharon@lionsindustries.org. I would love to come to your club and speak to you about Strides events, help you to plan an event, and show up for support. That's all from Lion Sharon Axelbert, the District 31N Strides Chair. Peace Poster Contest for 2026. Students ages 11, 12, or 13, as of November 15th, are eligible to participate in the International Peace Poster Contest. Kits go on sale from the Club Supplies Sales Department at International Headquarters on January 15th of 2026. Best result for your club is to order your kits early so teachers have a chance to add it to their next year's academic plan. If you order your kits through the district, we will place a bulk order to reduce the shipping charges. For further information, contact Marilyn Jackson. Her email is md5jack@yahoo.com. Boys and Girls Home. Join the challenge, Keys to the Vans. Help us raise money for a Lions Cottage van. Raise $500 and get a Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina banner patch for your Lions Club. And see, this says to see the flyer at the end of the Gazette. Contact Scott Stevenson. Email lionsstevenson@gmail.com. I'll spell that. lionsstevenson@gmail.com or phone 910-494-0809 for more information. Tour to Miracles in Sight, May 1st of 2026. Don't miss this opportunity. The Sight and Hearing Conservation Committee has scheduled a tour of Miracles in Sight in Clemens, North Carolina, for May 1st of 2026. Any Lions wishing to join us in visiting this facility should contact Kevin Toman for further details. We would like to get a group of Lions from each district to attend. Miracles in Sight is a nonprofit organization that focuses on the restoration of sight through corneal transplantation and related medical therapy and research. The organization is a global leader in eye banking, helping to restore vision to thousands of people worldwide. It is driven by the generosity of eye and organ donors who provide tissue for research and further advancements in sight-restoring treatment and technology. Miracles in Sight also offers reliable tissue preparations and other products to make surgical processes and treatment easier. As a nonprofit, financial contributions allow them to help more people in need of life-changing corneal transplants. Information on district training. A tentative district training schedule has been developed for the 2025-26 year. I cannot overstress the importance of these training sessions. They will make your job as a Lion easier because you will be more confident performing your job and, in turn, will improve the performance of our clubs. Please try to attend as many as you can. Dates are printed in the On the Horizon section of this Gazette. Our next training session will be in person at 110 West F Street in Irwin, North Carolina, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The topic will be Club Officer Training. This is from Secretary, I'm sorry, maybe these are the potential leaders of the training sessions. Secretary PDG D'Angelo Jackson, Treasurer Lion Betty Singleton, President 2VDG Earl House, potential leadership PDG Anna Elliott. Snacks will be provided. Important notice, there's limited internet availability. This training will be in person only. Here's some club news and events. Outstanding veteran, Lion Tom Madison, president of the Jacksonville Host LC, was awarded as Outstanding Veteran from the City of Jacksonville. Mr. Tom deserves any and all recognition. He is a superb human being. His club stands in awe of him for all the serving he does. He doesn't do it for the recognition. It's just a part of living life to him. We are all proud of you and all your fellow veterans. And here's a welcome to new members. I'm trying to organize these according to clubs, but I'm not able to do that. So I'm just going to read these darn things. Jeremy M. Bradford of Anderson Creek joined on November 1st. Richard Hudson Coates. Oh, of Coates LC, joined November 17th. Mary Brazier Boat. This is hard. It's not really separated. So let me try again. Mary Brazier of the Beaufort LC joined December 8th. Oscar J. Lopez of Kinston LC joined December 2nd. Carmel Rogers of joined the Kinston's Lions Club on December 2nd. Tracy Grant joined the Western Harnett Lions Club on September 24th. Trisha King Mezco joined the Western Harnett Lions Club on September 24th. Mary T. Tiernan joined the Wilmington Lions Club on November 19th. And finally, Jan Allison joined the Fayetteville Community Club, Lions Club, on October 2nd. If you have new members that have recently been inducted, please send me their names so they can be recognized here. And the email to do that is ggoetz00@gmail.com. Eye exams and eyeglasses. After the suspension of the VSP vouchers, many of our clubs are looking for ways to provide glasses and exams to those who have a difficult time affording the glasses and or exams. Many do not have insurance or doctors, and many have never had eye exams. Clubs should make an effort to hold fundraisers to fill the needs for exams and glasses in your communities and to contact eyeglass suppliers and doctors in your area who are willing to supply glasses or exams at reduced rates. Our See the 21st Century Vision Screening Program's chair, Lion Nan Bajan, suggests this list of websites for suggestions on receiving care. And there follows a half a dozen websites, which I'll spare you. Those are nice and long. All right. From the Beaufort Lions Club. The Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club hosted the John Costlow Memorial Train Show in partnership with the NC Maritime Museum on December the 13th in Beaufort at the Harvey Smith Watercraft Center. This is the 31st year for this event and the 10th year that the Beaufort NC Lions Club has participated as the hosting organization. This year, 15 model railroaders brought their trains and enthusiasm for the hobby of model railroading to the public. While not a train station, the wooden interior of this boat-building facility provided the perfect atmosphere to take visitors back in time to their childhoods. The show is always a favorite at Christmas time. This year, 860 visitors walked through the show, with a special guest being Santa, who we are sure took a number of requests to place a train set under the tree this year. The BLC raffled off a train set and took donations for donated train equipment and memorabilia. raising a total of $1,576 during the show. As an outreach to the blind and low vision of Carteret County, the BLC hosted a lunch at Queen Anne's Revenge that was followed by a group visit to the train show to allow our local blind and low vision community to interact with the presenters prior to opening the show to the public. The blind and low vision participants were introduced to Navilens technology, as each display included a posted Navilens code to allow associated information to be stated through capture and the magic of voiceover on the individual's phone. So not only was this group provided, an outing to enjoy established friendships and attend the show, they had a chance to learn some of the new possibilities available to the blind and low vision through assisted technology applications to enhance personal independence. This is just one of the many established partnerships that allow the BLC to serve, and is just another example of how, by leveraging the uniqueness of your locality, both membership and the mission of Lions will grow. For a registration form and flyers on the above events, there are some links that are in the online version of this newsletter. And finally, the usual banner as the last page, advertising independence through employment, providing VIP jobs, Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated in Kinston, North Carolina. They show a phone number of 252-523-1019. And then it says, contact your NC Lions promotions chair for customized Lions Club apparel. Contact LIB Graphic Solutions directly for laser-engraved name tags. And so they have an illustration of some of the products they have. It looks like a Lions International badge, a pin that can be, or a name tag that can be laser-engraved with your name and your location and your Lions, local Lions Club, and then apparel. There's a yellow baseball cap, a blue T-shirt, a yellow golf shirt, and a blue fleece-lined jacket that all look very handsome with the Lions International logo. And an email, a web address for that institution is www.lionsindustries.org. Well, we've come to the end of this episode's Lion newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.